It is Wednesday, December 13th, 2023. This is GQDN. We're brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/groupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get your stuff. Go get your drink mixes. Lots of drink mixes. Even the holiday one. Very good stuff. Go to the checkout line. Put in the word quest as a promo code and you get 25% off of your purchase. Excellent stuff. Brought to you also by patreon.com/thegroupquest and also by stackup.org. In today's news, we got some PlayStation stuff, we got some sales that's going on, and we got some Microsoft and Xbox stuff going on too. But today, we start with Hideo Kojima, and there's been some new things that's been leaked by his new game called OD. This is brought to us by Kotaku.com. And while this is going to be an Xbox exclusive, some posts have been made via Reddit. And the user away_development3617 did find some trademarks. Two of them were for the OD's logo, and the other two were for the, quote, social scream system, along with, quote, social stealth. So those could be a part of Kojima's sounding terms, and there could be some other things such as a downloaded game programs, computer software for video games, and they're talking about trademark. Well, it's all about the trademarks there, and also the terms like virtual reality headsets and, quote, software for multi-platform video games, and the tech, quote, digitization of human appearance. So there are some things that are going on with OD. Now, IGN said that there's an unofficial remake for Link's Awakening DX HD. So here's what John Linneman did say on X, quote, "This is truly amazing. Playing Link's Awakening at 1:1 pixel scale with 120 FPS scrolling, you can zoom the map all the way out and the entire world is active." Now, the developers did say, quote, "Rediscover the magic of Timeless Zelda title with improved performance, letting you explore dungeons, uncover secrets, and engage in epic battles with unparalleled fluidity. Whether you're a longtime fan of Link's Awakening or a newcomer to the series, this PC servant version offers a fresh take on the beloved classic, combining the essence of the original with cutting-edge enhancements. Embark on a journey across the mysterious island, solve puzzles, meet quirky characters, and relive the adventure with a level of polish and finesse that pays homage to the legendary of the Legend of Zelda." Now we're going to get to some very interesting things, because Engadget did say that Netflix did reveal its 2024 game lineup. So, what did they reveal? Well, they did have some titles to add in its library 2024, and that would include Gabe Dev Tycoon, Sonic Mania Plus, which is already released for consoles and PC through Steam, and that will be up on Netflix on mobile. And the developers at Sprite Fox will release Cozy Grove, and the Cozy Grove Camp Spirit will have new activities. And also, if you're a fan of Barbie, well, then you can go get Fashion Verse. So, by the way, if you want Grand Theft Auto on your Netflix, the trilogy will be there tomorrow. There are some other games that's going to it, but it's all Engadget had. But we are getting to Christmas time, so we're doing this via consoles. We already hit Nintendo. Yeah, we already, well, we're going to get into a Nintendo here soon. I was thinking of Link. I'm sorry. But we're going to start with Blizzard Entertainment. Because Wildhead did say that the Upper Deck, yes, that card company, did unveil the Blizzard Legacy Trading Card Collection. Yes, they did. Diablo, World of Warcraft, Overwatch, all of it. All of it. In fact, here's what Upper Deck did say. Quote, "Debuting in 2023 is Blizzard Legacy Collection, a premium trading card set that celebrates Blizzard Entertainment's legacy of games and iconic franchises. Featuring 200 card base set, collectors can look out for retail exclusive color base set parallels, including the Horde parallel with the red foil and the Molten Core parallel and a patterned foil board. You can get the thematic inserts that would include collect Ultimate Ready, celebrating the Overwatch hero's ultimate abilities. Gather the Innkeeper's Collection Classic Capsule Cards that would also have the Hearthstone theme mini cards. You can look for the Overwatch emotes, and you can see the Diablo Heretic Cube Square die cut cards. Yes, you can see all of that. Now, Xbox, for the next four articles, almost at three, it's four, did have its year in review. So, what did they talk about? Well, Phil Spencer did get up on X. Mary said, quote, "Every minute was worth it. So fun to see this year's Xbox year in review and look back at all the games I played in 2023. Let's see your Xbox year in review," which he did provide a link, xbox.com/year-in-review. So he did give his 2023 highlights, and he was doing a lot of role playing. Nearly 50% of the games he was role playing in. He played some Starfield, Diablo 4, Pillars of Eternity. He was in the top 10% of Starfield, top 20% in Diablo 4, and top 5% of Pillars of Eternity Heroes Edition. We also got into Age of Empires, Forza, Ravenlock, quite a few games. He is a gamer, but that's not all the Xbox news. See, what's coming for cloud gaming, you might see some commercials. Yes, you might. TheVerge.com did talk to the Microsoft Gaming CFO, Tim Stewart. Well, actually, he was in the Wells Fargo TMT Summit, and he had an interview last month that was spotted by TweakTown. So here's what he said, quote, "The vision I like to talk about is we have cloud gaming streaming, so you can subscribe to Game Pass Ultimate, and you can also stream hundreds of games to really any endpoint that has a browser experience. For models like Africa or India, Southeast Asia, maybe the places that aren't console first, you can say, hey, do you want to watch 30 seconds of an ad and then get to 2 hours of game streaming?" Yes, they're thinking about it. Okay, now we gotta get to some sales for Xbox. Because, according to IGN, the Xboxes are now discounted. As a matter of fact, both Walmart and Target does have Xbox Series X discounted at a price of $349. That has a marking of 150% reduction from the MSRP, and they are surpassing the Black Friday offerings. Now, on the latest offer, the Xbox Series X will provide a $100 discount, because that's their own discount and priced at $399. So, Xbox did get on X and they said, "'Tis the season for powering your dreams. Grab an Xbox Series X now for only $399, basically $400. Now, there are some other things from Xbox that are on sale, like the Xbox wireless controllers, $45, and the Xbox Elite Series 2 Core controller for $107. So, there that is. Oh, and GameSpot followed up because they said, here's some the best games of 2023, and you can see what they said about those because it's in a video, but the text itself did say that they were talking about Forza Motorsports, Hi-Fi Rush, Party Animals, Planet of Lana, and Starfield. So you can see what games are their top games for Xbox at GameSpot.com. Now we get to Nintendo. Because Engadget said, well, here's their review site, because that's live. So if you got a Nintendo Switch, well, here's what they said on X. Look back at all the fun you had with Nintendo Switch games in 2023 with a personalized wrap-up. You can see what you played most, choose your favorite game of the year, and share your stats with friends. See your Nintendo Switch 2023 year in review here. And they provided a link on their X feed. But they weren't the only ones, because we'll do you one better. Their Game of the Year trophies is now up for debate. And that, well, the story comes from PushSquare.com, but it's up on the PlayStation blog. So, here's some of the categories. PS5 Game of the Year, PS4 Game of the Year, PSVR 2 Game of the Year, Best Story, Studio of the Year, Best Use of DualSense, Best Ongoing Game, Best Multiplayer Experience. So there you go. There you go. PlayStation also said that, well, we got some stuff for you too. Because the Extra and Premium December 2023 catalog will be announced soon. Now, there's no idea as to what the games will be, but the ones that will be leaving are Caladrius Blaze, Demacus Gear, Operation Tokyo HD Edition, Helio, Wild West Tale, Foreclosed, Friday the 13th, Legends of Ethernol, Middle Earth, Shadow of Mordor, Middle Earth, Shadow of War, Escapist 2, and Yakuza 6, Song of Life. Some pretty good titles there that are leaving, but who knows what's coming? Don't know. What we do know is that, according to PC Gamer, Epic's holiday sale is now live. So, they got their 2023 sale going on right now, and the daily free games are back, and there's 17 of them overall. That includes the Destiny 2 Legacy Collection, and that is the bundle that has Witch Queen, Beyond Light, and Shadowkeep expansions for Destiny 2. So Destiny, the full game, is free right now. So if you don't have Destiny 2 and you've been looking into it, go get it now. It's free! Now, Epic is also bringing back the reusable coupons, and that's what they did in the last Black Friday sale. So the discount is being bumped to 33%. So there you go with that. And that also means that we are done today. Hey, we're getting to the holidays. Things starting to slow down. You know what we're gonna do. I'll tell you more Friday. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2023. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.